యుగౌర కరుణాశక్త నిగ్రహాయ నమస్తే. నమస్తే గౌరవాణీ శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనతారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధ ప్రసిద్ధాంత ధంతారి. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీ నామిని వంశాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చాభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో మహాపదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌర. This Guru Puja system, of course Guru Puja is eternal, but the system was introduced by our Swami Maharaj. Now after him also people continue the same due to their regard towards the Guru. I can declare that the beloved sevaka of Swami Maharaj, because in 1971, when we requested Maharaj to come and open our new temple on the banks of Godavari, he Maharaj obliged and he came with nine of his sannyasis to Rajamandri. There he was.
Ad andare a Rajamendri dove c'è il tempio di Guru Maharaj.
7 days.
È rimasto per 7 giorni.
And now
e adesso
he has blessed me.
Mi ha benedetto.
And I am not eligible to sit on the Guru Puja asana.
Mi sento adatto per rimanere.
His blessings I am at his feet. Yes. He will never consider it an offense. On the other hand, he will be very much pleased because all of my activities were very much pleased by him. When he came again in
72,
I and after staying there for 20 days with 20 members,
and
while returning he said, you should come to our foundation laying ceremony at Sridham Mayapur. Took with him 4 of us there. We celebrated
Guru Maharaj con altri 4 membri andò a Mayapur,
all the functions and the foundation ceremony.
I
went into the pit,
andò dentro la
buca, there he could not able to come,
andò in quella buca
and I performed
dietro.
And he was very glad that it was done satisfactorily. And then he said, we must have a feast. Then I said, yes,
Guru Maharaj,
you should have it. But now,
don't
send anybody to invite all the Swamijis
there.
You should go.
But
I have accepted my proposal. Yes, I will go. When they return, the result was glorious, because all the invitees he gave cloth, 5 rupees and Krishna book
to all. And
now we are at his feet, lotus feet,
and
the glories of Guru, already mentioned. Every day we read the glories of Guru and Gauranga. Without their blessings, we cannot proceed in the spiritual path. Narottam Thakur says, Guru, without Guru's service, who want to serve the Lord Gauranga? He says, no.
No.
Guru chadi Gauranga bhaje se papi narake madhe. One who gives up the Guru's service and the service of Gauranga,
he
is a papi.
He is
a sinner.
He
cannot come to Vaikuntha or Goloka. He will be in the cell. Naraka. Where he has to suffer. So, Guru Puja is essential. But the institution is indebted to Guru. Otherwise, how can you all, so many people, come here nightly, offer your prayers to the Lord and as well as the Guru Puja you do? The last 2 days I could not find any happy scenery. Today I'm very much satisfied. Still there are few people who could not be able to attend the function. Yes, from the beginning my request to all is that all of you unitedly preach the glories of the Lord, glories of the Guru, glories of Gauranga. If you are not united and scattered,
Pronti a
scattare. One another. Thereby you cannot receive the blessings of Guru and Gauranga and Radha Govinda. All of you must be told. Mahaprabhu says, Sunadmapi Sunichena Sarorapi Sahishna Amanena Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahali. You must repeat the Namam daily. You must be observing as a humbler person, a humbler grass, a grass. Must be humbler than a grass. And you should have the tolerance of a tree. Though you cut the tree, tree never thinks that you are the enemy of the tree.
He
invites you to do that. And then Dunadu Sunicha Tarora Paisaritnu Amanina. You should give up all the ego, that I and mine, and surrender, and give respect to all. You should respect all.
Mahaprabhu's
order. But without that, then we start Sankirtan or Bhajan. There he says, in the others, he says, yes, you can do that. What is that such sloka? The sloka of Sikshastaka. Now, what is it? Nama, about Nama. Cheto-darpana-marjanam. Bhava Mahagavagni Nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Sadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Difficulty of Krishna Kirtan is, though my mind is not clean, like a mirror. If the mirror is clean, you see the face. Very, very clean. So, we must go. We are with an unclean mind. We do bhajan. But that we have got the faith, then easily and quickly the mind will be clear, it will be refined by uttering namam. So you need not be discouraged, saying very difficult to repeat namam, thereby immediately we cannot get in. No, no, you have got the faith. Though you are in a unclean situation, yet your time, your future will be clean, and you will definitely march towards Goloka. So now, whether we are clean or not, our mind is clean or not, we have to repeat namam. And the namam will make your mind clean. As a reflection of the Lord you can have. So, always we must repeat namam. Because the only way to march towards Goloka is only Namakirtan. Repeat Namakirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You should loudly speak, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You repeat loudly, the Lord will hear. Will embrace you, will destroy anything disturb, he will destroy the uncleanness of the mind and make it clean, make it purified, and that purified mirror, you will see your face very clean. Now, Mahaprabhu has introduced this Namakirtan. And Swami Maharaj, came to this foreign country, and Europe, and America, all these places are purified by repeating Namam.
But
day to day, they are losing their faith, so they are going back. So if we continue the Nama Sankirtan,
as
told by our beloved Maharaj, then we will be suffering. The one who teaches us the Nama Sankirtan will never. So, we must do Nama Sankirtan. And all sorts of decisions will come to through this material and unclean mind that will never remain. It will be
immediately.
It will be away. It will be cleared. And we will be happy. So, all of us, Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. Go to Sankirtan. What is the meaning of Sankirtan? Sankirtan is, one is that all people unitedly, this is a common aim, they should repeat Nama. If the aims differ, then the result also will differ. So we must have a common aim. What is that common aim? That common aim is, let me do Sankirtan always. The result of Sankirtan is result. Sankirtan only. Kirtan for Kirtan. Service for service. Whatever we do now as service of the Lord, that service we want always, not only in this birth. If I can have more births, hundreds births, thousands births, we are not going to stop birth. We want only, let us forget the material success. Let us forget the material enjoyment. Let us forget the temporary welcome. No, we want eternal. We are eternal. We are not bodies. I say I am. Who are you? I am this body. Not I am. As long as I have got the life, I will reply. Then I cannot reply to it. So, eternally I am. I have no birth, no death. The body has birth, body has death. This body is born and it will die. But not I. That is guiding. As long as the Atma, the soul is in this body, then the movements I see physically, mentally, and we see movements. And when it goes away, no movement, it will become dull. The body will be body. So, it is not eternal. Due to this body, I am misusing the meaning of Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu says, Janadekha Tarekaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Jnaya Guru Haya Tarayidesh. Tu, whomever you come across, you teach them Harinama, Harikirtan. By teaching Harikirtan to every year, Shiksha Guru to all, yes. But that you should not preserve in your mind that I am only Bhutta Bhutta Parisaraka Bhutta Bhutta Bhuttascha Bhutta Itimang Smaralokanatha. O Jagannatha, O Lokanatha, please consider me as your eternal servant. I am the eternal servant. And I want to be the eternal servant. Until now I am doing your service. And after this body also let me do your service. That is what a devotee or a Vaishnava or a sadhu wants. No problem. One article you want. You want to emperor. Another person also wants the same emperor position, same throne. So there is fight between the two. If the two say, no, we don't want to fight. We want your service. Not this emperorship. It's only to enjoy, only to serve you. So many people may demand the same thing from the Lord, yes. For so many things Lord will give them. But it is not the real truth, or real happiness, or real thing they get. Only they want, just like a boy crying, and he wants this, he wants that, yes, it was given. Then he wants the moon, then he will be satisfied by the argument of the mother. Mother says, no, you cannot get that. You cannot get the moon, my dear boy or my dear girl. You cannot get. Don't ask him. Then he keeps quiet. Like that, the Lord is there. Though I am misguided, though I want many things to enjoy, but the real truth doesn't I want. That my beloved Lord says, boy, if you want that, I will give you, but you cannot be happy. So he gives one birth, and in that birth, 40 or 50 or 60 or 100 years, he enjoyed the happiness, but actually no happiness, only suffering. So, these great saints, they say, all of us should not crave for material profit. This body is material. It is material. It was born so much. But Atma Bhava, that Atma, that the Jivatma which is inside it, it never burns. Then it is always it. And it will be born when it gets the form, material form. And that material form, if it grows, now it is 6 feet high. Now, his activities will be recognized. If he does the service of the Lord without claiming any material benefit, then it will be given to him. And then people will realize, yes, he is a devotee. So, desiring all material benefits, he has to spend one life, two lives, and three lives, four lives. And after that, by the grace of the Lord, he could get this life through which he could come across the bona fide sadhu. And the sadhu doesn't help material.
Il sadhu non aiuta materiale.
It will help, he will help you.
Ti aiuterà.
Only spiritual. What is that spiritual help?
Non è quell'aiuto spirituale.
The devotion.
È la devozione.
Through the blessing of sadhu,
guru and sadhu,
one will be eligible to beg for the same bhakti or service. It is the Lord who must guide him always. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam mruga. Arjuna, give up all the religions, so-called religions, so-called dharmas, to surrender to me, then I will teach you about the surrender and the benefit of surrender, then I will teach you. Then you will follow my advice and proceed. So, above, I am also serving here for many years. We should not give up the service of the Lord. And we must do the service of the Lord. Any enjoyment which is the against of the service, that should be given up. We don't want enjoyment. Lord, I am your eternal servant. I want to serve you eternally. Now, if I do your service eternally, what more? I don't want anything more. But without that, I may be demanding so many. Today one thing, tomorrow another thing, like an ignorant child. We all are ignorant child, the deluding Maya is only disturbing us. Maya says,
you take this.
He doesn't want anything. In boyhood, they give. They show the boy one gold and one rogi and one copper and one a book or a stick. They want to test what the boy wants.
And
all were placed before him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never accepted anything. He touched only an old
Bhagavatam.
Because he likes Bhagavatam. He is a Bhagavata. He wants to spread Bhagavatam throughout the world. He said, I want this. But naturally, they taste the boys for paisa.
For rupee.
If you keep all things, valuable things, the boy will never touch it. They will touch only that coin, golden coin. Golden coin. He wants armor. But Mahaprabhu never. He touched the old book, Bhagavata, written. Written. And then his father and all the inmates of that village, they saw, yes, in future he will be a great Bhagavata, or a devotee. Yes, he became a devotee. He at the age of 24, he took sannyas. So all our scriptures never allow us to take sannyas at the age of 24. 24 is the age for a brahmachari. Brahmacharyasram, it is called brahmacharyasram. And after that, grihastasram. After that, vanaprasthasram. And after that, sannyas at 60 years. But Mahaprabhu will go away at 48. He will never survive here for 6 years. So he took early sannyas. Many of the people to look at it and attack him. They all came to the place where Mahaprabhu was to take sannyas. They all repeatedly asked, who will give sannyas to this boy? 24? How can you give sannyas?
And
no scripture allows you to do that. This revolver who has to come save Mahaprabhu. Hair is so beautiful
that
he touched that razor, that you could not save. It fell down. When it fell down, Mahaprabhu got up. And those guys, 5 p.m. do this function. Not only then, at 5 o'clock, he could save completely. Because he was weeping. How can I attach my razor to so the beautiful head and beautiful hair? I have never seen. Let Mahaprabhu.
Ancora Mahaprabhu.
Yes, took sannyas.
Prese sannyas.
And went away.
Andò via.
The day while he was going to take sannyas, mother was sitting at the gate.
Prende sannyas, la madre stava seduta sulla soglia di casa.
And weeping.
E piangeva.
Mother could not say anything to
la madre non riusciva a dire niente a Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu went round him.
Mahaprabhu andò intorno a lui.
At the feet of mother, and he said, mother, please excuse me. I am an ignorant child. I have to take sannyas. It was so happened that I will take sannyas. I cannot stay in a home. I must go away from my home. And where shall I stay? Order me.
Dammi un ordine.
I will follow your order.
Servirò tuo ordine.
The mother said.
La madre disse.
Puri is the nearest place.
Puri è il luogo più vicino.
Many pilgrims they go to Puri and they come from Puri here. So often I can know your news, your welfare news. If you want to stay in Vrindavan, it's very difficult. And those days they have to walk for 3 months
to reach Vrindavan.
So such is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught us.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ci ha insegnato così.
He taught everything
by
practicing it.
Praticando.
Ācinyo-dijya śāstrārtham ācāre sthāpayat-tabhi swayam ācarati jasmāt ācārya-syanakṛtata. One who follows the dictations of the śāstras and who practices it and delivers it to you all. So Mahaprabhu did it. Mahaprabhu was remarkable and his activities are remarkable
and
nobody, acharyas even could not able to follow him. So Mahaprabhu told Haridas, who was doing 3 lakh namas, you are an acharya, and you preach and you practice. Everybody says you repeat namam, but nobody does namam. He was repeating 3 lakh namam. 3 lakh namam to repeat, it wants 24 hours. A day is 24 hours.
Al giorno,
so, how can he take food
How can he take bath? How can he go to the train?
Yes,
he was doing everything. But while doing that action, he was repeating.
No?
Sleeping, sitting, doing nama. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We cannot imagine the sacrifice of Harilas Thakur. The Mahaprabhu said, you wanted to go away before me.
What can I do?
It is but bill. He said, yes. I am unable to do namam. Why should I survive? Why should I eat? I will go away tomorrow. By 10 o'clock I will go. My Lord, you allow me to go. And Mahaprabhu was there. We have followed. Mahaprabhu followed him. Now these are all activities are divine of the Lord. Divine. So all of us, we must follow the dictations of the Lord, of Gauranga. Master Gauranga has come here. Gauranga, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya. Then, Gadadhar Pandit and Vikrishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivasadi, Srivad Pandit. All five are standing there.
So the chief is already.
But we do our service, we offer our prayers, but we never want to follow them. So we quarrel for material thing, we quarrel. We cannot get devotion, Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti we should want. Now also, there is time, Lord will allow us to enter. Fools, rats, bears, angels here to tread. Yes, it is a fact that fools, rats, where angels are afraid of approaching. Fools, rats, by the grace of the Lord, even a fool. Now the warning has come. So I want to take leave of people sufficient what I told. All of us practice it. We will be happy. It is not for my satisfaction. I am now 90. And throughout my experience, 70 years experience, I never care for myself. I have not done anything for myself. So I have the experience, this experience. Nobody can challenge me, but I don't want to announce it. I don't want to announce it. Unworthy. All of you are my well-wishers. All of you must bless me.
Per favor, benedite,
reach the footsteps.
Di seguire sempre le
orme. Lord, reach the Pada Padma, lotus feet of the Lord.
Piedi di loto del Signore.
That is my request.
Jai Sri Guru Maharaj ki! Srila Prabhupada ki, Panchatattva ki.